folks. Oh, we got a great show for you today. And if we don't, then we fucked up. I let you down. But this is Rank You Very Much. We rank the best and worst of everything. I'm your host, Joe Bates, as always. And, folks, we've got, just so you know, today, the 50th episode of a podcast that nobody watches. That's the right amount of applause. Folks, the 50th episode is going to be a fantastic show. Today's episode is Best Gas Station Snack. Best gas station snack, because we pull out all the stops, you know? Sometimes that happens up there. Don't pay attention to the Bid Chat thing. That'll just black out, because Bid Chat is absolute shit. But folks, Facebook Live, we've got a fantastic show, Best Gas Station Snack. And as always, I have two special guest experts with me in every episode. To the left of me, folks, is a man known for just being poor, Isaac Lanford.
Hi.
Is it Lanford or Lanford?
You see my name written.
Yeah, it's Lanford. I'm also very good friends with him. He is fried chicken, John Steigel, already thrown in. Well, that's good, because we have a 12th spot here. We're going to have a wild card entry later on. But Isaac, being a poor person, do you think that makes you that big an expert on just gas station food?
Yeah, it's another place I can afford to get my groceries.
That's where you get your groceries. Don't you have kids?
Yeah, I'm not raising them well.
Are they not getting the nutrients you're hoping for?
Well, I try not to pay attention to what it says on the back of the packages.
That's good. Well, as long as it goes in their mouth and they're happy with it. I don't like this.
If you pay attention and actually put a pretty well-rounded diet together, I've done a lot of research on that.
Yeah, thank you. And our another special guest expert, folks, is an expert in this field, necessarily. He's an author. He writes a bunch of editorials for Snacks Weekly, the magazine, Mr. Ryan Ruckman.
Oh, I just want to say I've also contributed to Snacks Monthly, Snacks Quarterly, and Snacks.
Yeah. Man, I didn't know you were that big. Usually we have low-level experts. We never had a Snacks guy.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. At the risk of sounding arrogant, I do know what I'm talking about.
Well, one day you'll get in the Wall Snacks Journal, and you'll make the big times. But that's still Snacks. That's a big deal. I thought that was your face just blew up, but somebody gave us a love. Thank you so much. Oh. I was like, oh my God, Ryan Ruckman's face died.
Wouldn't be the first time, Joe.
Ryan, thank you so much for being on and doing Best Gas Station Snack with an actual a journalist and an actual poor person.
You can call me just a consumer from... We don't have to keep talking about
it. I feel like it's important.
Awfully hard on the
it's
poor
fine.
Person.
I feel like it's important for the crowd to realize...
It's fine. Yeah, you're right. It's fine.
Okay. If you want me to change it up a bit, I'll consider it later on. Folks, best gas station snack, as always, we have the list behind us. The list we'll be talking about, folks. And that list is roller hot dogs. You know, little hot dogs in the roller thing. Jerky / Slim Jim. Funyuns, wax paper, apple pie, flaming hot Cheetos, icy, mini donuts, combos, malt liquor. I have mini donuts on here twice. Oatmeal cream pies. What am I missing here? I have this on twice.
I think
pork
mini donuts are popular.
Yeah, mini donuts. Well, there's different flavors of mini donuts.
There's certainly
one of them together is just kind of insane.
That's a good point.
The other one we were missing was pork rinds. I'm sorry, pork rinds. So we got our list. And before we start, before we start taking things off or figuring out what the best is, Isaac, what is your criteria for determining what is a gas station snack?
It's going to be price as compared to the quantity of food that you're getting for price.
Oh. Yeah, right. So like an efficiency type thing.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with Starburst.
You're not fucking with Starburst.
There's no reason to.
Nah. But I feel the bag of chips or whatever to see how much air is at the top and how much is actually...
That's where baked Lay's will get you there.
Yes. Yeah.
Baked Lay's seems like a way fuller bag, but it's like eight things in the bag, which is dumb.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I will say Starburst, though, you're not taking into account is the fact that it's a lengthy chew.
Not if you're very hungry, Jim.
That's a good point.
Not if you're very hungry. Okay.
End of the day, lengthy chew is a hot take.
Ryan, what determines a best gas station snack? What aspects are you looking into on it?
You know what? I wrote a treatise on stop and go food, and it turns out when That's the situation you're in, Joe. It's just better to go wholly with taste.
Wholly with taste.
Whatever you think is best taste-wise. I mean, nutrition is not a factor. You are a gas station. And I think that as far as quickness goes, you have a relative assumption that it's going to be pretty fast. So I think you should go specifically with taste. If you're a sweet or a savory person,
flavor. You want to go to Flavor Town.
Absolutely. Is that, yeah, that's where that comes from.
Do you think that at any point the gas smell and the odor soaking into that food impacts it at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if there's like a Noble Roman's as part of the gas station,
yes.
Then your Starburst is going to be somewhat pizza flavored.
Also, yeah, avoid Noble Roman's.
I was thinking the gas itself, but you're saying the side restaurant they have as part of
that. Oh, I'm only going there specifically to eat.
Right.
There was a good point in some of the people commenting on Facebook were like, well, you got to see what the restaurant is next to it, because that's the best snack, whether it's an Arby's or a Subway or a Long John Silver's, which is never the side of a gas station. But
I gotta say, specifically on Subway, Black Forest ham and soaking in of gas fumes is surprisingly good. I don't know if you've tried it.
Well, that's fantastic. For me, for best gas station snack is I'm probably giving my bias away too early. Is breakfast food, because that's usually when I'm stopping at a gas station on the way to somewhere in the morning. Or drive. I don't like driving late at night. I drive early in the morning a whole bunch.
Right.
So I'm always looking for a nice little breakfast snack. There's a place down 65. I was telling them earlier. Sausage, egg, and cheese, biscuits. It's like a crappy version of the McDonald's thing for like half the price, but still pretty good.
Is it already hot, or do you have to microwave it at the gas station?
It's in one of those heat lamp situations where it's like it was hot, then it cooled down, now it's hot again.
Yeah. Okay.
Where everything's just dry.
Yeah. That's best case scenario. Where breakfast sandwiches are concerned.
Gas station, Subway in the world.
Gas station, Subway in the world.
My favorite one is.
Oh, gas station, Subway is the worst. Sorry, I need to buy glasses. Listen, gas station, Subway in the world.
Well, you're also trying to read a tiny phone that's about 6 feet away from you.
Yeah, well, one day. I think it's just bad eyesight. We, as always, folks, the 50th episode, cheers to you watching, cheers to everybody out there, support the troops. We're going to start out with everybody's favorite round, the veto round, where we each go one at a time, look at the list and say, that's not the best gas station snack, and take it off. And as always, we start with the oldest person here, Mr. Ryan Ruckman.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you think? You don't think it should be the best gas station snack? You don't think it should... even be on the list anymore? Out of these 11, you want to take it off. What are you thinking, Ryan?
I'm going to say combos.
Combos?
Let me tell you why. As far as all of these are bastardizations of a better thing, I think combos...
That's a good point.
I think combos is just an obscene bastardization of two things put together. It's always two things, like bread and, pepperoni for a pizza, or
pretzel pizza. That beautiful pretzel pizza we
exactly.
all love.
Exactly.
I love my pizza salty.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. I don't care for it. Obscenely salty, unnecessarily salty. Both, even the sweet ones somehow are not that sweet. It's a savory issue, and I don't care for it. I'd like to take that.
I don't know if you saw earlier, but there's a bunch of stuff on my table in the other room that was all gas station snacks that Austin had brought last night to watch. We watched this sci-fi show in Spanish. Anyways, it was about UFOs. We'll figure it out later.
Okay.
It was pretty good. But this morning, I was eating combos.
That's,
but
a lot of people like them. It's an unpopular opinion. I won't argue.
Well,
you
know what? You're the expert here. So if it's an unpopular opinion, that's not your fault.
That's true.
That's the population's fault. You know.
That's true, Joe.
That's like I would think the same thing would occur to people not liking Trump. Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to us, right?
Anyways, we're going to take combos off.
You actually just answered a question for me, Joe, that I've been asking for a while, and that was if anyone has ever eaten combos outside of a moving vehicle. And evidently, yes, you had them for breakfast.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But I think combos are only good if it's peanut butter based.
That's
I've never had a peanut butter combo.
Pretzel and peanut butter, baby.
Again.
Woo! You can probably get a jar of peanut butter for the same price as a bag of combos.
Absolutely. In the next aisle over at the gas station.
Gwen's uncle. She thought combos would go the distance in this. Thank you very much. She's surprised how quickly combos gone off the list.
Again, an unpopular opinion.
This is, a reference to old episodes where very unpopular opinions. We did one episode that was the best person that died in 2016. Who was like the best person?
Not the one you were most.
Not happy about, but just like who was. Who was the best
person?
Early
speaking? Or like just.
Just like who would you like the most? And Patrick Murray took out Muhammad Ali right away. I was very surprised at that.
Interesting.
Patrick Murray, the next time he was on the episode, we did the worst of the worst winners. And he said Jared Fogel, not that bad. Took him off the list really quickly. Patrick Murray.
I think I would have to see that list to make a judgment.
Now, combos is gone. So we're going to contain on the list Isaac Lanford.
Yeah.
What are you thinking here?
First, let me say I'm so happy that corn nuts are not on this list.
I have to agree with that.
Corn nuts is like the candy corn of gas station food.
It's like a bag of TMJ. Like it just like it's painful to eat.
It's the candy corn of people who live outside the gas station.
I'm gonna say, oh boy, I don't. Of all the things on this list, I have never had an icy.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a shocking start to this whole thing.
I don't like my snacks in liquid form.
Dude, no, an icy is not a snack.
Why is it on the list?
It's a dessert. It's a dessert snack. It's a fun little. It changes the color of your teeth. I can't believe icy is gone this quickly.
Well,
so
I've
never
sure
had an icy.
I think I should take it off for that reason, because I can't weigh in on it.
That's fair.
But I got my eye on Flaming Hot Cheetos because of the stuff on my hands afterwards.
No, you dip them in the icy, then you lick it off. What is wrong with you?
Get icy out of here.
You've got to get a stack of berries.
Gwen gave us a lot of angry faces. She's upset about the icy being taken off.
Man, fuck that icy. I don't care. You got two liquids on here, but one of them gets you drunk. So icy's got to go.
It's the worst kind of drunk, but it is definitely drunk.
I like my drunk to have a headache.
I like to have a headache while I'm drinking it.
If you get angrier at the world when you get drunk, then malt liquor is your thing.
All right, icy off the list. Unbelievable start to this.
This is surprising. I have to say, icy tends to rank up there.
I mean, it's like paired with another snack.
Well, here's the deal: for your thing, like cost of the amount you're getting like a 90-gallon jug for like $3.
Yeah, but it's not filling.
It's not at all.
No, it's a lot of air. You get real burpy.
It's only bad for you.
And let's face it, when you're probably driving if you're getting gas station snacks, and you're drinking that much liquid, you're going to have to stop and piss.
Yeah.
And perpetuating the gas station's agenda of getting you to buy more snacks at the next gas station.
Absolutely. Also, it makes you diabetic, which also makes you sleepy, which is not the best thing.
True.
I don't know, I get sleepy really easily no matter what I drink or eat. So I think, what are you going to do? I'm a happy boy. I'm up next. What are we taking off for best snack, Joe Bates? I'm talking to myself right now, just so you're aware that I also am here. I don't know. This is tough. It doesn't get easier, but I'm going to take one off because it tears the shit out of my mouth when I eat it. I'm taking off pork rinds.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I like pork rinds, but I like pork rinds a half bag in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm like, my mouth hurts. Like, I'm getting scratches all over the roof of my mouth.
You're not alone on that. I've compiled 124 lists on a broad spectrum of categories.
124 lists?
And that's definitely on there every time. It's bad mouth feel.
It's the Captain Crunch of
right.
Oh yeah.
Right. Mouth feel is either great or terrible. Great with wine. Terrible with Captain Crunch.
I still get 124 lists, not people interviewed, just the paper itself.
No, I've worked with focus groups and developed. Over 100 lists.
I'm so interested in the process for you to write a weekly snack column.
Well, it takes a lot. I'm on the road a lot. Going from station to station, and
so wait, is this, do you just focus on gas station snacks, not
more
just
or less.
Snacks as a whole? You don't go to the M&M factory or whatever?
No, my background is in botany. I used to write about trees, but I was on the road a lot for that too. And I stopped at so many gas stations. I was like, I think yeah. I should make a jump. It made me happy.
So it was a lot of road trees. You weren't going to like arboretums or whatever.
Well, I mean, yes.
Arboretum, is that what they're called?
Is that what they're called?
No, that's a good word.
That's what they have, tree farms.
It's like a very fancy okay. word. No,
I thought tree farms.
No, arboretums.
I would travel around the state forests and things like that.
Arboretums, I'd rather arboretum. You don't, I don't know.
Best old, night of time, though, the arboretum.
Old joke. Classic joke. Classic arboretum joke.
What was the D&D joke I made? I don't know. I did the Groucho Marx of Steve.
I don't know.
It was great. Anyways, you'll find out later in a future episode when I go, best things Joe thought he said.
I hope so. I really hope so.
You guys remember when we were waiting in line and I was like, oh, man.
What a terribly long line.
I've seen longer lines in Auschwitz. Anyways, I will tell you.
That seems...
I think you might have said Auschwitz just now.
Natsua. That's Houston backwards. that was a really bad show I did once. There was a bar called Natsua. It sucked. Well, now that we've calmed down.
Well, they're not going to sponsor.
No, nobody ever sponsors. Apparently, they get sponsored. You just have to go to places and go, hey, will you sponsor me? And they'll be like, okay.
Yes, that is actually how that works.
So, like, it's the weird, like, what's the weirdest thing in the world? They're like, here's $100. Well, this worked out real quick. Arboretums is off the list. But the veto went so well, I think we should do a second one, guys. So we're going to start with the youngest person here, Mr. Ryan Ruckman.
All right. I got to tell you, if you're going to go savory meat-based at a gas station, my pick is always the overpriced beef jerky.
Are you okay?
My priority there is either the overpriced beef jerky or a Slim Jim. So actually, I'm going to veto roller hot dogs. Roller hot dogs off there.
Interesting strategy, and thank you very much. Which you go, well, there are similar things. Let's get the things that's less between them.
No, it's Q-grade meat, and at the same time, it's only about 3% meat. So I think that it's unfair, and it's not right. It's a lie.
I'm pretty sure the roller hot dogs, once I saw a guy's finger just rolling around there.
That's not uncommon. Just to have a finger.
Oh, that's where I put it. And got a real toasty finger.
If you're ever missing a severed finger, that's where you should hide it.
That's true.
Nobody will even notice.
Wait, if you're ever missing a severed finger, that's
or if
where
you,
you
ever
should
find,
hide it.
You're right. Not missing. If you ever find yourself in possession of a severed finger... I misspoke.
That's where you lost it.
Yeah.
That's where you lost it. Well, that's where you put it for safekeeping.
A guy, one of my favorite tweets I've ever seen, this just kind of reminded me of that, is Chase DeRusso, a Houston comic. He lives in L.A. now. He's very funny, but he goes, if you're a banana that wants to live for a long time, you should be a gas station banana.
That's, yes.
Yeah. Nobody's eating those things. That's accurate.
I don't advise buying fresh fruit from a gas station.
No.
Well, you're not buying fresh fruit from a gas station.
That's a good point.
I support the hot dog just because I don't think it should have been on the list anyway, because we're crossing over to meal territory. Getting the hot dogs.
No, I could...
They're like $2 for $3. That's a day.
I consider a hot dog a snack, even in any form of the way.
You need
to get two or three hot dogs for it to be a meal.
They never sell just one hot dog. It's always a deal.
It's three hot dogs and the roller for $5.
What if I put chili and cheese on it?
Ooh.
Now we're talking meal, right?
You still gotta get more than one. I do love hot dogs, though.
I think that there are places that specialize in a hot dog with all kinds of stuff on it, and I think you're better off going to a place like that instead of a gas station.
In Chicago?
Now, I mean, I have to say, I'm a very, very wealthy person.
So,
I don't really eat meals at a gas station, so I can't really get on board with Isaac on that one. But I do understand in that case why he would take it off. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This the reason being Isaac is a poor person.
Right. No, that's why I get that. Yes, I'm just saying I have no frame of reference for a hot dog as a meal. So yes.
Can I offer one hack before I go to my veto?
Yeah, please.
Get the largest cup at the gas station from the fountain drinks.
I think you made a hack joke.
89 cents, $1.12 maybe, if it's a really big cup. Go to the hot dog station.
Yeah.
Just the chili and cheese.
Oh, I think if they put hot dogs in it. Well, fill it with hot dogs and chili and cheese. Then you get yourself a little soup.
Well, it'd be a soup without hot dog. The hot dog's going to fill up a lot of room that could be filled with chili and cheese.
If you make perhaps a smaller cup with hot dogs, you could perhaps slice them up with one of the awful gas station plastic knives that they do have.
Yeah.
They're actually, incidentally, only good. This is true. Only good for cutting other gas station hot dogs.
You're also allowed to do this because the guy, the clerk, is not looking at anything anybody's doing.
No, he's too busy talking on his Bluetooth.
He's talking on his Bluetooth. He is most assuredly inebriated in some way.
He's definitely calling you boss.
Yes.
All right, boss. A lot of snacks today, boss. I stopped at the gas station near your house once to go play Dungeons and Dragons, and mm-hmm. I walked in. There were two people walking around with guns, just open carry. And I said, this is where I need to be.
Yeah, gas station's real dangerous for my house.
Gas stations no are a lot like the Wild West.
I can't open carry around a flammable liquid that's just around everywhere.
Somebody got shot at that gas station, actually, just about 2 months ago.
Oh.
Imagine that. And at the grocery store by my house. Someone got
cool.
Shot.
Well, I'm not stopping there ever again. Anyways, you're up next. Okay. Thank you for the life hack, though. Fill up chili and cheese in the cup.
No problem. You know,
it doesn't get easier.
Oh, man.
Extreme.
I'm going...
A lot of money.
Man. I gotta say, I have reasons to dislike all of these things. But I'm gonna say mini donuts. I'm not eating mini donuts. They sell regular donuts at a lot of gas stations.
Most of them, yes.
Mini donuts is a solid meal. But I will say this. The powder...
It's a problem.
It's a mess.
I only would do chocolate covered.
I was actually gonna say... To be frank with you, I've had a lot of problem with the chocolate. I ignore it's a chocolate mess. Again, you have to get a stack of very abrasive gas station napkins.
Well, you can do it if you set the sleeve up and you just kind of shove it through the sleeve into your mouth.
I think you're cartoon cat style where you stick it in your
mouth. Why is it a cartoon cat?
It's always a cartoon cat. It's
always a cartoon cat.
I've never seen a cartoon bird eat something like that.
My brother, who suggested mini donuts, said, fuck these guys.
Well,
Gwen said, perfect choice, Isaac.
I'm going to take my shirt off and fight your brother.
Mini donuts are on a completely different product from bad regular donuts they serve. I will agree with Dan. I like mini donuts better than regular donuts because I think they're...
What?
I like regular donuts at a donut shop. I do not like regular donuts at a gas station.
Krispy Kreme is a donut shop that just happens to be in a gas station.
Krispy Kreme. You remember they had like 50 million Krispy Kremes and they disappeared in like 5 years because they were a bad business model?
Yep.
I remember. Anyways, mini donuts. Off the list, guys. We're taking them off the list.
Okay.
They were on the list twice. And we took them off.
Up straight away.
We're gone with mini donuts. I'm up next to take something off the list here. And oh boy. You know what? I don't wanna stick with the same thing I've been saying over and over again, but I gotta take off for the same reason as pork rinds, Funyuns.
That seems reasonable.
Funyuns again.
My next pick, I just wanna say.
I love Funyuns, but again, it tears my mouth up. I have weak gums, inner lips.
Even if you didn't, it's like eating a handful of glass. I mean
eating a handful of glass.
It's you don't want that.
That's stoner shit, too. If we were a bunch of reefer heads sitting here, Funyuns would still be on there.
A bunch of reefer heads!
Thank goodness.
We're a bunch of marijuana brains.
Yeah, I'm not down with the Funyuns. Even when I smoked pot, I wasn't down with the Funyun.
Oh, we don't. We're actually sponsored by
marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're sponsored by Dare.
Yeah.
So if you could not say you ever smoked pot.
No, that's part of this. Is like it's a scared straight thing.
Hey kids, you don't want to tear the roof of your mouth up.
You sure don't.
I smoke weed and now I'm poor. Look at this roof of my mouth.
Oh, it's so bloody.
I never smoke weed, which is why I'm very wealthy.
I just do cocaine. No, I...
it's considerably better.
No, I've never... I don't do that Mexican drug. that didn't get a laugh.
Yeah, dude, you gave it one.
Yeah, I had to. Guys, we're down to our final five, but we have a point where you guys watching can comment and let us know what you think is one we're missing. A gas station snack that should have been on the list that's not on the list. I'll go by what our final five is currently. Jerky / Slim Jim, wax paper apple pies, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, malt liquor, oatmeal cream pies. Those are our final five. Okay, I just...
That's a long thing someone just wrote on there.
I can't see any of
them. My brother wrote, "You just lost one of your three viewers. 50th episode apparently isn't aimed at excellence. This is a celebration of all that is wrong with Rinky very much over the years. Funyuns are why gas stations exist."
Are there really only three people watching this?
Don't worry about it. the YouTube hits you'll get, I'll tell ya. Gwen Sunkel then replies, "Nacho cheese," which thank you, Gwen, for helping out here. We're at four viewers.
Awesome.
This is a record. Anyways, actually... Up there were like 31 views, so that'll get to 100, I think, at the end of that.
I just saw an angry face pop up, and we weren't even saying anything controversial.
So we've got nacho cheese has been suggested, the whole nachos at the gas station. I'm trying to think. There was one we mentioned earlier that why didn't anybody mention it? No gas stations have popcorns. The other one I was thinking... was gummy worms, or like the neon gummy worms. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like those are a great snack. Yeah.
Why don't we just wipe everything off this list and just put gummy worms up there?
We got Chex Mix was offered.
Yeah.
So, we got nacho cheese, the gummy worms, and Chex Mix have been our ones we may add to the list.
I don't like Chex Mix because it's too easy. It's just too easy to throw shit things together and call it something else, I think.
Honey roasted peanuts.
Peanuts, absolutely a good option.
Yeah, peanuts are a good option.
Kind of surprised it wasn't on the list.
Fetty ASAP chips.
I don't know what that is.
I'm afraid
I don't either.
I've never even heard of Fetty Wap.
Oh, so. That's a rapper's potato chips, right?
Oh, Fetty Wap chips. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with any of them.
Yeah, she got. She's like, sorry, not ASAP. It was Wap. So nacho cheese, wrap snacks. Gummy worms, and then my brother had just said, what was he just say? Oh, peanuts. Honey roasted peanuts.
Yes, peanuts. Yes.
Cashews, those are good. Chex Mix, we were already taking off the list because Ryan says that's too easy a snack.
It's not right. We're better than that.
So, all right, nacho cheese, I think we're not, nobody seemed on board for that.
No, in a similar vein to hot dogs, it's only about 3% cheese, so...
What is the 97%?
That's exactly
plastic.
The point.
That's definitely plastic.
Basically,
just pure plaster of Paris. Nicotine gum, Austin Fry in the other room, right?
Yeah, I'm not getting anything they have to unlock a cabinet for.
Absolutely not. No way.
Unless it's a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that's not a snack either.
Okay, we're taking wrap snacks off, I'm believing. Flavored condoms, we'll take that off. Wrap snacks are gone, we're down to...
Wrap snacks, that's very encompassing. I think you would have to do a whole rank you of which wrap snacks.
It's obviously Little Romeo. And,
an argument can be made for that, yes.
We're down to gummy worms or peanuts.
I'm saying gummy worms.
I actually am with... poor Isaac on this.
Austin Fry just let us know we're out of combos.
No.
What am I going to eat after?
Where do you even get more?
He's not even my roommate. He's just, we're out. So are we getting regular gummy worms or neon gummy worms?
Do they taste different? Because of
neon,
the ones,
neon have like the sugar all over it, and then gummy there's regular.
I say we just do gummy worms because with neon gummy worms you run into the same
mouth feel
and
that's also
problem.
The only like sweet snack on there. Everything else is like
oatmeal cream pies are sweet.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. But it's only like candy
and malt liquor.
That's
all
true.
You put on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Worms, cool. When that she just said works, exclamation point, then worms, exclamation point.
Cool.
You gotta fix your spell check there, Gwen. Cool. We're down to our final six, folks. Worms, malt liquor, oatmeal cream pies, jerky, Slim Jim, wax paper, apple pie, flaming hot Cheetos. I think all three of us have our favorite still on the list, but we don't want to say what it is yet. I'm going to go one at a time. We're going to discuss whether it should be in the top three best gas station snack, starting with jerky / Slim Jim, which is the only meat product left.
What are we doing with it?
Do you think it should be in the top three?
Absolutely.
Of these things?
Yeah, but
absolutely.
I really have a hard time with them being the dual category. Meat jerky and Slim Jim are two very distinct things.
I am with Isaac on this one. Yes,
I felt like they're in the issue. I have is I don't think they should be two separate things because they're so similar. So how about this? We decide right now what's better, jerky or Slim Jim?
Jerky.
Me too.
Okay, yeah. So we'll take Slim Jim off the list. So now we're just doing jerky.
Yeah, you eat jerky, you snap it to a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They tell you to do that. You're supposed to.
Jerky is experience. Oh, jerky is expensive, is what Austin says.
Yes, it
will last if you eat it the right way.
This is true.
Yeah, but this jerky. I will say this in regards to everything else we've been saying about our mouths. You can get real dry mouth.
You can
eating too much jerky. You also, because you're driving, jerky in between your teeth.
As an expert, I always, regardless of which snack you choose, you should always pick a beverage to go with it. Be it a Dasani water, or be it a Coke Zero, or be it an Icy, which was actually taken off.
Or just a cup of free gas station water.
malt liquor.
True, or malt liquor. Yes.
Nothing better than a nice drive with a jerky and Bud Ice.
Dad drinks Bud Ice.
Your dad drinks Bud Ice? Bud Ice is the worst thing you've ever had in my entire life.
He loves it. Because it's potent.
It is.
That's how people talk about weed, not liquor.
It's got a high drinkability factor, and it is really important.
We're also not talking about the beef jerky that comes in the tobacco canister, right?
No.
That stuff's disgusting.
We're talking about the beef jerky that's in the bag that either is like, it's like real intense font, or it's like a long thing that says farms.
Right.
And you know that you're not just supposed to chomp that shit down and eat it, right? You're supposed to put it in your mouth and savor it.
Yes. It's aggressively salty for a reason. Mm-hmm. they make it that way.
So are you saying jerky is still a top three after all those?
Oh, top three.
Of what's
left?
Where have you been?
I absolutely believe it's in the top
three. I think it's in the top three, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you don't know, we can put it on the bubble that it seems like we're putting jerky in the top three. Year, we'll keep going down. Wax paper apple pie.
I'm not a fan.
I gotta tell you. All right, a quick story. There's a BP station just outside Duluth, Minnesota that has, I don't know how they do it, but they have the best wax paper apple pie. And in my opinion, being that there are so many gas stations, if only one gas station is doing it correctly, I don't think it makes the top three, frankly.
Wow. I'm shocked at it.
I don't get one unless I'm at the BP outside the booth.
Surely the apple pies at McDonald's are better than the gas station.
No, you're fucking wrong.
I've never had it.
Sometimes you take a wax paper apple pie and you unwrap the wax paper, it sticks to the apple pie itself, and you get a little wax paper in your food, and that's great. Sometimes it spills out a little, but when you take it, it's so flaky and crunchy, it gets everywhere, and you have some of that apple, just pure, disgusting
Absolutely
apple
not. Isaac and I are wildly differing credit scores, notwithstanding, are in total agreement on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Wax paper apple pie, off the list. I'm unbelievably disappointed in everybody, the system. I don't even like Trump anymore. I now hate him. I think he's a bad guy. I can't believe wax paper apple pie is off the list.
Snacking is tough.
This is my 50th episode, and what I want to win just doesn't make any sense. That's my new voice. Also, Austin said Sour Patch Watermelon, which is really good. But I would say Sour Patch Watermelon is not a gas station snack. It's a movie snack.
I would agree with that, too, yes.
I've never been able to buy snacks at the movie theater.
Is it because you're poor?
I usually just sneak my beef jerky in.
Conversely, I will often stop at movie theaters just to get snacks.
But you know it's better because it's more expensive.
Absolutely.
And also, it's the only place to buy Junior Mints.
I mean, it stands to reason that because they're charging more, it's got to be better.
Now, that's very... My dad once, we went to the movie theater before you had to buy the ticket outside, you go in, he went to the concessions to buy a thing of popcorn and take home with him.
Okay.
Didn't buy to-go popcorn.
A to-go popcorn at the movie theater, which, to be
not
fair...
Not a bad idea.
Movie theater popcorn is a different experience.
It certainly is. Absolutely.
Other popcorn.
Absolutely. Well, yep. Beyond debate. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you could buy it at a gas station, Austin, but it's not. It's more of a movie snack than it is a gas station snack.
Can we just invite Austin in the room?
Austin, can you come in? Why did I yell at him? He's watching it. how far? It's a small house.
You can't open the door.
We're stuck in here.
Okay, go back to the screen.
All right. This is like a haunted house.
Is he breaking in?
I don't know what's happening. Are you coming in the room or are you staying out there, buddy?
You don't have to. I
wish I could show you this doorknob just slowly turning.
Can you bring us some Funyuns?
It's weird.
It won't open.
Well, Austin Fry, real quick, why do you think Sour Patch Watermelon should be on the list?
Because you can buy it at a gas station.
It fits all the criteria.
Yeah. It's really good.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Logic is logic.
Is it better than gummy worms?
Yeah. I think so.
I'm with
it. I don't know that I've had them.
I like them more than gummy worms.
Gummy worms, I think, are better. We're at 2 for 2. Gwen, what's better, Sour Patch Watermelons or gummy worms?
I can go get her. I think she's in.
Is everybody watching this in this house?
It's just trapped in the house.
It's a light.
They're all. That was the funniest thing. All right, thank you very much, Austin Fry. We're going to keep gummy worms.
Don't close it all the way. We won't be able to get out.
Gwen said worms, so I guess we're
all right.
All right. It's nice to have
you. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, look who can open a door now.
I know doors are weird concepts for you being poor, and it's all open.
Yeah, I just have those beads hanging between all my doorways.
We had Swedish fish.
No, God, no.
In my carriage house, I just have a stack of doors.
My brother goes, ooh, 50th episode special guest star, Austin Fry, big get. He also spelled Fry, F-R-Y-E.
Oh, whoa, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. Alright, folks, we're going to keep going on the list. We just took out Black Paper Apple Pie, which was a big hit. Flaming Hot Cheetos is next. Flaming Hot Cheetos. Is that a top 3 best gas station snack? I don't want to push you one way or the other, but I personally do not think it is.
Well, I don't know how to put this delicately. Let me just say, if we were a different demographic on this couch, the Flaming Hot Cheetos would be number 1. There's no arguing this.
There are numbers to back that up.
Yeah. In the Caucasian community, Flaming Hot Cheetos, they made it into the top 12 here, but I don't think they're going to win.
Obviously, if you guys are wondering, he's talking about the Indian community. Yeah. Native American Indian.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just think that Flaming Hot Cheetos have never done it for me.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. I don't mind Flaming Hot Cheetos every now and then.
It's the finger powder. I don't know.
I think we'd have to take it off the list.
Although,
for the same reason we took off Ryan's and Funyuns.
Yeah, although it could be argued that that's 2 snacks.
We've had mouthfeel, finger powder,
yeah.
Arboretums.
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 I didn't even say the word I said right the first time.
It's an abritam, I think is how it's actually pronounced.
An abritoir.
Well, that's exactly the same thing, yes.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, they don't make it.
I can't believe it, guys.
I don't like them either.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Now, to be fair, I'm not a fan of any kind of Cheetos.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I'm not a fan of any kind of Cheetos. I don't like Cheetos at all.
Cheetos. Yeah. The Puff Cheetos.
I a lot of people do. Again, an unpopular opinion of mine. I'm not a fan of Cheetos.
You're a
snacker,
you know? You're right.
Well,
snacks.
You might be on Cheetos.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos off the list. We have three left, and two of them are going to make the final three, along with jerky. So we're going to continue down the list. And I actually don't know what they're going to be. Next is malt liquor. Is malt liquor a top three gas station snack? I'm surprised it made it this long, to be honest.
Me too.
Well, as a poor person,
I didn't know.
I have a very limited amount of money to spend, and I'm probably going to need a snack. I'm definitely going to be getting drunk at the end of the day. So if I can get enough liquid to get me drunk that also fills my stomach for an extended period of time, I'm going with the malt liquor. I think it's pretty strong. And there's so many brands to choose from.
Bud Ice was less than $1 for a six-pack at this one gas station.
Less than, for a six pack,
like less than a dollar.
I think it was a mess up on the price thing.
Well, like 97 like, cents for six beers that are like 6% alcohol each.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. I feel like maybe that was supposed to have said $11.99.
Where is this gas station?
$10.99.
Houston, that's a Reliant Stadium. We love that.
Are we sponsored by Houston? This is the fourth time you've plugged that place.
Not so well.
So backwards, Houston.
Right. Houston, I asked Houston, can you sponsor my podcast? And Houston said, oh, definitely. And I go, thanks, man.
That's good.
You asked them. That's all you have to do.
They have a lot of leftover funds from the hurricane relief, right?
Oh, wow.
Jesus, Jill. Why would you even ask them? They're going through a hard time.
Why would you even bring it up? Oh, man. Thank you, poor person, Isaac Lanford. But malt liquor.
Another life hack, if you are having trouble, the government will just give you money.
I've heard of this. I've obviously never needed it, but I have heard of this.
I like to give poor people money, but with a fishing line to it, so when they walk like a distance away, I just whoop, yank it back.
No, as far as really awful pranks go, it's one of the better ones.
It's so good. All it happens is they just rip the dollar in half. Yeah, rips it in half, and nobody can.
If you're looking for full-scale demoralization, that's definitely the way to go. That's the easiest.
Where do you lead them to? And just back to you eventually?
No,
and
I'm not.
You have to look at each other?
No.
Good break, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm letting them have it, and then they walk away with it. Then I yank it back.
But if someone would yank the dollar, man, I would chase the dollar until I got it.
Well, that's a fair point. That's why
on my hands and knees.
I think the best way. I think the best way to do it is to lead them back to you for you to simply pick it up and then walk around to the front of the gas station. Go inside and get yourself a snack.
A six pack of Bud Ice.
Or a Mad Dog, or some Cobra, or something like that.
Man, that's a Thunderbird's really good. It's a citrus wine. It's fancy. Okay,
I'm
so
an Old English 800, personally.
Are we saying
I like Steel Reserve?
Are we saying malt liquor is a top three?
You know,
the wealthy man shakes his head. Yes,
I've got to be honest. Sheerly based on the wow factor. I think it stays on the list.
All right. Malt liquor in the top three, which means you're down to our next two. Oatmeal cream pies, top three for you?
I don't like them.
I don't like them either. I can't. I every now and then I eat them, I don't like them. And I would say compared to gummy worms.
Fellas, it could be because of my vast wealth. I am a huge fan of oatmeal cream pies.
A huge fan.
Between the two, to be honest with you, and I apologize, Gwen, I would have to take gummy worms off of the list.
I think gummy worms is better, and as also a wealthy person, gummy worms are usually a more expensive snack.
Fair enough.
Can I just borrow some money from you guys?
No.
Absolutely. Hey, here's a dollar.
It's funny. The joke I was going to make was that that's what the government's for.
We're doing callbacks left and right here. Just callbacks left and right. Patrick Murray. No, Isaac, I think gummy worms. You're saying oatmeal cream pies.
But you know what? Democratically speaking, it's 2-1. Take oatmeal cream pies off there. I'm not married to the idea.
Democratically speaking, Benghazi, am I right? Anyway.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. Arboretum.
Oatmeal cream pie con.
I've always been a Kucinich guy.
You Simmons, I. Anyways,
how dare you?
But no, I think our president is a great guy, and I will like to mention that we are brought to you by Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. Just like the original.
I'm actually brought to you by Eric Trump.
He drove him here. It was a charity.
We ride the same bus.
Eric Trump. Isaac just hanging out on the same bus. We're going, Eric. We're going to Joe's house, Isaac. I've told you on a podcast. I, as your agent.
Can we get Eric in here, actually?
Yeah. Eric, could you come in here? Eric Trump?
He definitely won't be able to get in the
door. Yeah. He's like, there's no doorknob. Other side of the door. There it is.
He's not a college grad like Austin Fry. He's not going to get in this room.
Oh, I don't like that. Anyways, we're down to our final three: gummy worms, malt liquor, and jerky.
The big three.
I really feel like it's set up for the one thing to win, but we'll see what happens here. Jerky, gummy worms, malt liquor. Ryan, Isaac, are you yawning?
No, I was groaning in my contemplation of this difficult decision that has to be made.
I when this list started, I did not guess that this would be the final three. Like, I guess maybe one of them, but one wasn't even on the list, so yeah. It's hard to guess that one.
I thought since mini donuts were on the list twice, that had a pretty good chance.
It seemed a lock, at least for the top three, yes.
All right, so we're going to, I want to ask you, which one of those three do you think doesn't belong with the other two? What's the outlier?
Malt liquor, really, when it comes down to it, it's not the same, it's still liquid.
I agree that malt liquor should not be in the final two. Ryan?
I'm with you on that.
All right, folks. Pretty easy.
And I think this is a great head-to-head that we have because
yeah.
It's really the two
savory
types of sweets.
Sweet?
There's treats, yeah.
I was like, yeah, savory. And you're like, two sweets. No, it's not.
No.
What kind of... That would be the worst jerky ever. Ooh, real sugary jerky.
Or beef jerky flavored gummy worms?
I absolutely not.
Gummy jerky?
I can't even Yeah. No, that's a thing. It's an awful thing.
But is gummy jerky a thing?
I'm sure it is.
That sounds so gross.
It's
not
soft,
even real meat. It's just
real
gummy
soft
stuff made to taste like meat.
Yeah. There's part of a foot in there.
Hot dog finger.
This guy's body parts are thrown throughout this gas station.
You have a hot dog finger situation for sure.
We're down to our final two, folks. Gummy worms, jerky. I'm going to go one at a time here to have these people vote what they think is the best gas station snack for our 50th episode. First up, Ryan Ruckman. You can talk it out. You can just say whatever you feel like in your heart that you need to do to decide between jerky or gummy worms.
Normally, Joe, I'd opine all day about snacks. But at this point, I don't really need to because, bar none, my favorite gas station snack is indeed jerky.
Jerky, one vote, folks. One vote. I'm up next. Isaac is just slowly crying to himself, realizing his financial situation. I'm up next, and I don't think, outside wax paper apple pie, there is a snack I've eaten more than gummy worms. I love gummy worms. I love neon gummy worms. Gummy worms is a go-to snack for me. I know I'm going to like it. It's like when I go to a restaurant, I see they have chicken fried steak. I always order the chicken fried steak.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Or they have biscuits and gravy. Oh, corn dogs. Jesus Christ. I know a lot of gas stations and corn dogs never really had a marriage.
True. Being very wealthy, I order off menu at a number of fancy restaurants. Corn dogs? Have corn dogs. Yeah,
being very wealthy, I order off the menu for corn dogs.
I'll pay for it. I'm not afraid.
Okay, well, I vote gummy worms, which is 1-1.
All right.
Which, folks, we're leaving it up to the man who sold his hair for his family for Christmas this year. A real gift of the Magi situation. Mr. Isaac Lanford, what is the best gas station snack between jerky and gummy worms? Feel free to talk it out if you need to.
I've always, when faced with a decision on snacking between sweet and salty, I've always had an inclination to choose. Salty, it's beef jerky.
Beef jerky! Jerky wins! It would have been nice if the random one that got added late would have won, just because it's been kind of a whole fuck you to people who suggest things. But the best gas station snack, jerky, folks.
It's jerky.
It's jerky.
It certainly is jerky.
It's jerky! It's always been jerky!
The Austin Fry! Jerky won!
Jerky won.
He said okay.
Jerky won. It just beat out
gummy worms.
Sour Patch Watermelon. jerky, folks, is the best gas station snack. That's the 50th episode of Thank You Very Much. Thank you all for watching, guys. You've been a fantastic people. I appreciate all the suggestions. Hopefully we'll go for another 50, and then I'll kill myself. But, guys, it's been great. The jerky wins. I want to thank my special guest experts, Mr. Ryan Ruckman. Do you have anything you'd like to plug, Twitter or shows that you do?
Not right now. No, thank you very much. I go back on the road in a few hours, and so we'll see where the road takes me.
Okay, Ryan, still in character. If you ever see Improvised Character Debate, folks, Ryan is the moderator.
Thursday the 21st.
Ryan is one of the fun. He's the funniest person on the show.
I don't know about all that, but I appreciate you saying
by far. It's the only reason he's on here. If I didn't think you're funny, I'd push you in a well.
Thank you,
Jim. I have a well out back. That's where Austin's going.
I push people into wells all the time.
Because of wealth.
Well, you have as much money as I can. It's easy.
I don't have a well.
Would you like to hang out at one of my wells?
Yeah. It's an oil well.
It is.
To the left of me, Isaac Lanford, fantastic guy, fantastic father, fantastic husband. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
We're married.
Gay style.
Well, I had no idea. That's great.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want to plug? You know, I'm assuming shows at the White Rabbit Cabaret.
Yeah, Thursday 21st is the Improvised Debate, and then the 22nd is the Burlesque Ballyhoo, and then it goes from there to Lloyd Harvey's Why We Zowie show, and then an evening with the authors. WhiteRabbitCabaret.com, check that out. My name is on, my social media is just my name on everything, Isaac Lanford.
Isaac Lanford, I threw my marker down in disgust. But no, the White Rabbit Cabaret in Indianapolis is one of the best places to go see improv, stand-up, character work, a sketch, burlesque, and just a fun hang. You know, just normally a fun hang. Bingo. Just so many different things going on all the time, so definitely check it out. I'm your host, Joe Bates. Follow me on Twitter, @JoeAmerica22. But I don't give a shit about that. What I want you to do is like Rank You Very Much on Facebook. That would be the best thing to do. Like Rank You Very Much on Facebook. And subscribe to the Rank You Very Much YouTube channel. If you guys do those two things, dear God, I'm going to make it. And that's all I care about. But thank you so much, guys, for watching Rank You Very Much. Best gas station snack, jerky. That's Rank You Very Much. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody.
All the best, Houston.